Gamescom, sexually suggestive merch of 10-year-old character for sale at world's biggest gaming convention. By Peter Cattell on August 31, 2022. Merchandise appearing to depict a fictional character described as being around 10 years old with her underwear exposed was publicly for sale at the world's biggest gaming convention last week. A piece of sexually suggestive merchandise that appears to show a fictional character who is described as being around 10 years old was put on sale at Germany's annual Gamescom convention last week. Described by The Guardian as the world's biggest gaming trade fair, the event was attended by a whole host of industry giants, including Microsoft, AMD, and Ubisoft, among many others, while also serving as a platform for smaller merchandise vendors to sell their wares. At this year's event, however, one piece of merchandise was being sold to attendees that appeared to depict an underage character from the Japanese novel and TV series The Rising of the Shield Hero in a sexually suggestive manner. The image on the merchandise, a so-called body pillow, appeared to depict a young girl lying down with her underwear exposed. While the body pillow did not explicitly name the character depicted, she bore a striking resemblance to the character Raftalia, who, as similarly depicted in the official translation of the original source material, is described as being around 10 years old. The item was being sold by at least two merchandise stands at the convention, both of which were also selling other far more sexually explicit body pillows, many with drawings of mostly or completely naked women on them, alongside it. Also being sold at the vendors in question were lucky bags with Japanese and pride flags sticking out of them. Breitbart Europe has contacted Japanese publishing house Kadokawa, convention operator Gamescom, and the third party credited with producing the body pillow, Tokyo Cosplay, for comment. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.